Ezra chapter 2. These are the people in the province who went up from the captivity of King Nebuchadnezzar, who had exiled them in Babylon, the people who returned to each of their cities of Jerusalem and in Judah. They came with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mespar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana. This is the record of the men of the people of Israel. The descendants of Parosh, 2,172. The descendants of Shephatiah, 372. The descendants of Era, 775. The descendants of Pahath Moab through Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. The descendants of Elam, 1,254. The descendants of Zetu, 945. The descendants of Zekai, 760. The descendants of Bani, 642. The descendants of Bebai, 623. The descendants of Asgad, 1,222. The descendants of Adonikam, 666. The descendants of Bigvai, 2,056. The descendants of Adin, 454. The men of Atir through Hezekiah, 98. The descendants of Bezai, 323. The descendants of Jorah, 112. The men of Hashem, 223. The men of Gibar, 95. The men of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Netophah, 56. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Azmaveth, 42. The men of Kiriath Arim, Kephirah, and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The men of Nebo, 52. The men of Magbish, 156. The men of the other Elam, 1,254. The men of Haram, 320. The men of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The men of Jericho, 345. The men of Sanea, 3,630. The priests, descendants of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. Immer's descendants, 1,052. Pacher's descendants, 1,247. Harim's descendants, 1,017. The Levites, descendants of Jeshua and Kadmiel, descendants of Hodaviah, 74. The temple singers, descendants of Asaph, 128. The descendants of the gatekeepers, descendants of Shalom, Ater, Talmon, Akab, Hadata, and Shobai, 139 total. Those who were assigned to serve in the temple, descendants of Ziha, Hasufa, and Tabiath, Kiros, Sayaha, Padan, Lebanah, Hagabah, and Akab, Hagab, Shalmai, and Hanan. The descendants of Gidel, Gehar, Riaha, Rezin, Nekoda, Gazam, Uzzah, Pasiah, Besai, Asna, Meanim, and Nephesim. The descendants of Bakbuk, Hakapha, Harher, Basleth, Mehida, Harsha, Barkas, Sisera, Tema, Neziah, Hadapha. The descendants of Solomon's servants, descendants of Sotai, Hazaphoreth, Perda, Jela, Darkon, Gidel, Shephatiah, Hattel, Pokereth, Hazabam, and Ammi. There were 392 total descendants of those assigned to serve in the temple and descendants of Solomon's servants. Those who left Tel-Melah, Tel-Harsha, Kurub, Adon, and Immer, but were not able to prove their ancestry from Israel, included 652 descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda. Also, from the priest's descendants, the descendants of Hobiah, Hakos, and Barzillai, who took his wife from the daughters of Barzillai of Gilead and was called by their name. They searched for their genealogical records but could not find them, so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. So the governor told them that they must not eat any of the holy sacrifices until a priest with Urim and Thummim approved. The whole group totaled 42,360, not including their servants and their maidservants. These were 7,337, and their male and female temple singers, 200. Their horses, 736, their mules, 245, their camels, 435, their donkeys, 6,720. When they went to the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem, the chief patriarchs offered freewill gifts to build the house of God, to put it back on its foundations. They gave according to their ability to the work fund. 61,000 gold derricks, 5,000 silver minas, and 100 priestly tunics. So the priests and Levites, the people, the temple singers and gatekeepers, and those assigned to serve in the temple, inhabited their cities. All the people in Israel were in their cities.